From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. PG&E moving forward with a public safety power shutoff beginning this morning in portions of the Sierra foothills, the North Bay, and the North Valley. Humboldt County is not in the mix for this round of shutoffs, but they do include 150,000 customers in 18 counties. They're getting underway as early as 6 a.m. for many customers. Customers in other locations may not be impacted until around 4 this afternoon, expectation being that the weather will clear around mid-morning Thursday, allowing the patrol and restoration process to begin. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office serving a search warrant on the 2300 block of Parkwood Boulevard in Humboldt Hill this week, the result of a child abuse investigation. During the service of the warrant, they arrested 31-year-old Christopher Mark Best and 58-year-old Galia Wilson. Best booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of sodomy, lewd or lascivious acts with a child, recurring sexual conduct, and unlawful intercourse with a minor. His bail set at $195,000. Wilson was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of child endangerment. That bail set at $55,000. Early yesterday, the Humboldt area CHP went to the report of a pedestrian struck by a vehicle southbound US 101 at the California Redwood Company crossing just north of Harper Motors. Getting to the scene, they found 38-year-old Amanda Dybala Fortuna suffering from major injuries due to being struck by a vehicle. Dybala taken to St. Joseph Hospital for treatment. Officers interviewed the driver, 32-year-old Jorge Martinez, and a passenger, 36-year-old Paula Banna, both of Santa Rosa. Based on the investigation, they determined that Dybala walked across US 101 directly into the path of Martinez. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team has concluded the 2019 Domestic Cannabis Eradication and Suppression Program. The 2019 grant cycle funded the Sheriff's cannabis enforcement operations between October 2018 and September of this year. 209,000 cannabis plants eradicated, 40,000 pounds of processed cannabis was destroyed, $95,000 in U.S. currency seized, 81 illegal firearms, and 16 arrests were made during the year. Well, Bryceland Road at post mile marker 11.2 will be closed coming up on November 23rd, that's Saturday morning, starting at 8 a.m. The closure will be to install a detour road so that crews can continue working on the culvert in that vicinity. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.